This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
So the rest of the night is a total blur. I don't know what happened here or there, but I wake up, I'm feeling pretty refreshed. Knock, knock, knock. Who's at the door? The police.
No.
They come in and they put Chappie in cuffs.
What?
So I don't know what he did or if he's being blamed for something I did, but I'm nervous for him because he's got his big movie coming out.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, uh-oh, is Chappie going to be stuck in jail?
Wait. The beginning of the story.
Mm-hmm.
You woke up?
That's not the very beginning.
Oh, what was the very beginning?
Well, we're raging. We went to one of these raves. And, I'm straight candy flipping. I'm dropping tabs, doses. I'm rocking pills. I did the, new X-Files pills. And then we also had these triple stack Zorros, and I took Dolphin, which is just like the straight stuff, kind of dopey, and the Zorros are speedy to balance it out.
Mm-hmm.
And then I dropped like a couple tabs of Sunshine and White Lightning, and so I'm seriously just feeling the music, feeling the lights, and just dancing, just Sanctuary. Sanctuary, bad boy Bill. And I'm just fucking feeling it. And then somebody introduces me to Chappie, and we kind of know of each other, but we don't know each other. And he's doing some fucking glow stick shit that literally makes it look like I'm moving down a tunnel of light.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, I'm partying with this guy tonight. Mm-hmm. And so we fucking hop in the DeLorean, the original Back to the Future DeLorean, which I've been driving lately.
I know, yes. Yeah.
We throw some fucking banana
Trash
peels and stuff
in the Mr. Fusion.
Yes.
Yes.
Into Mr.
Which
Fusion.
Is ornamental. It doesn't, of course, power the car.
Nah, but it's fun to do it before you drive.
People
and Chappie's getting a kick out of it. And of course, he knows it doesn't work that way. He's a machine. And then we're like cruising around, and I reach under my seat. There's a baseball bat there. I go, oh, that's right. I was out smashing mailboxes last week. That's why this is here. And he goes, well, let's do it again, brother.
Uh-huh.
But that's not exactly how he talks. He's like, don't do it. He talks like Nigel.
Yeah.
Because, so anyway, we're smashing the boxies, and then there's one of those ones that has the big plastic sort of protectant on it that you can't hit it. And dude gets out, puts his shoulder down, and his fucking treads start spinning.
Yeah.
And he just fucking shoulder tackles it, like tackling dummy hits it. Pulls it out of the ground, lifts it over his head, and throws it through the house.
Wow.
Anyway, rest of the night's a total
blur. That's a glitch in his programming.
Rest of the night's a total blur. Go home, I guess. I don't know what we did in between, but we all wind up crashing out. My shit fucking kicks out, and then I just need to take something to bring me down. I took like a couple Seconals and... just to bring me back down. Crashed out because those fucking Zorros aren't always clean. And I get up, feeling pretty refreshed. Cops at the door,
mm-hmm.
and they put Chappie in cuffs.
Do you think it was because he threw the mailbox into a house?
That they didn't say that.
Uh huh.
But that's the only thing I remember.
He's also an escaped military robot. Do you think it was? Because of that, he's supposed to go back to the army?
They didn't say that. What I especially remember him doing, which was probably illegal, was throwing a mailbox through the house,
mm-hmm.
which I guess is a federal offense because mailmen are government.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it didn't seem like that's what they were mad about. Because one of them said something about murder.
Oh, no. But I wonder if he was being framed.
Well, and that's exactly what I'm trying to get to the bottom of right after this.
Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook and Insider's Guide to Kicking Butt and Dropping Names on the Red Carpet Line by Cowboys of this industry we call showbiz.
What up, what up?
You know we like to do segment called Ant Wrong.
And yes.
It has not been working.
Yes, the results of the segment are there's some sort of broken computer or something.
We assumed that doing the segment, talking about criticism we have received that is incorrect, always on the internet pretty much, would result in somebody doing something to get these false things removed.
And fixing it.
And fixing it, changing it to something good.
Mm-hmm.
So this has not happened.
Yes.
We have a couple of reviews, one in particular that has just been really stuck in our shared craw.
Yes, just one craw between the two of us with this review sticking in it, and we can't taste anything else when mm-hmm. we're eating, even if we're eating a strong flavor like a smoked almond.
And it's from October 18th, 2013. It's from Mr. Brandon Ray, and the subject line is boring, and the text is, and rude.
So anyway, we've decided to correct it, and we wanted you to firsthand get a listen.
And this is what Engineer Sam suggested we do this. And I want to point something out that is very surprising to me. And I'm shocked by this. Engineer Sam gave us this good idea. Engineer Cody has been doing well on the show, really engaging with guests in a strong way.
Yes, and is something of a breakout star.
We haven't had Engineer Brett on the show in a while. We have him today, and I think it's actually helpful for you to know, and it's a compliment to you how surprised we are that you are in third place. You've become the worst engineer.
Yes, and that's just – you've done such a good job leading the others as the lead engineer that you've actually led them
right past
you.
You've gotten very complacent. It's a tortoise and the hare situation.
I haven't even done the show.
And we've noticed.
That's not fair at all.
And it shows, Brett. It really does show.
And when you are doing the show, you seem uncomfortable. You don't know what to do with your hands and you look strange.
I'm actually working the board unlike those guys.
Well, that
remains to be seen, yes. Well, anyway, you've done a bad job and you're the worst one now. So here, without further ado, is a little window into how to handle customer service representatives.
We had a great experience.
Make them your friend. We had an amazing experience.
We had a great experience with them, and we will share. In the interest of transparency, to kind of show you how these things work, this is the call we had.
For quality assurance purposes, your call may be monitored or recorded. Thank you for contacting support.
Hi, thank you for contacting. This is. Can I get your first and last name, please?
Yes, the first name is Brett, B-R-E-T-T.
Huh? Okay.
Last name is Morris, M-O-R-R-I-S.
What the hell?
Hi, man. Brett, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. And I'm here with my friend as well.
Yeah, we had a question.
We have a question.
Can I get a confirmation of your email and callback number first?
Oh, yeah, sorry. The email is Brett at.
Mm-hmm.
And the call-in number is...
Okay. And how can I help you today?
I am an engineer at a podcast network. You host the podcast.
Yes, yeah. I work on one of the podcasts on the network. And we have... there's an error on our page where there's a review.
There's a review on our page that is... wrong and sort of inflammatory, and we were sort of hoping to get it removed.
That is so if I understand correctly, you have like inappropriate,
yes, okay. It's untrue,
inappropriate, false. Okay, got it.
Yes.
And false about the podcast. Okay, I definitely understand the need, especially if you're working on your podcast and there's a bunch of false and fraudulent statements posted on your page.
Yeah,
thank you. Yes, that's yes. We knew you'd understand.
Yeah, I definitely do. Let me see what I can do for you today. I'm going to actually have to get my senior support on this case because they actually have a little bit more workaround than I do.
Yeah, whoever we need to bring in.
So, Brett, can I ask what was the name of the podcast?
Yes.
So I can actually take a look at it.
It's Hollywood Handbook, HollyWood, and then Handbook.
Have you heard of it?
Okay. No, I actually have not. I actually don't really do podcasts that much, really. I listen to mostly music on, I'm not going to lie, I do listen to a lot of music, and I have a lot of purchases of music.
Well,
it's
more,
I can keep in the background.
Sure, yeah, classical and stuff. If you're ever looking to dip your toe in the water of podcasts, though, I would say this is a good one to start with. I would, you know, it's some of the reviews wouldn't agree with me, but those ones are not accurate.
And it most likely is a recent one.
Oh no!
No,
sorry.
That's
this
part
one
of the
is
issue.
Not recent. This one is it's from October 2013, and we pointed out to the person a while ago that it was wrong, and they didn't change it. And it's just been up there and been up there and been up there, and we now almost 2 years later are getting it together to kind of do something about it and take it down.
Great. So, is it the 25th of October?
It's the this one is from the 18th of October.
18th, okay. Because I see a couple of October. It just says boring and rude, correct?
Yes.
So October 18th by Mr. Brandon Ray.
Yes, so, that was
more of a slandering statement.
Yes, because it's not. To say that it's boring is just inaccurate. It's an informational podcast, so there's so much to learn from. It's all presented in a very fun and very like nice way. So it just seems like there's either been a misunderstanding, or
we think it might be about a different podcast.
Yes, that they entered the wrong name, or they thought they had two browsers open and thought they were on a different page, or even potentially that it's some sort of virus. I'm not a tech guy, so I don't know exactly how that works.
But she can see it too.
Then it's not in ours. And I don't know if it's the site or what. Yes.
I actually pulled up the most critical ones of your review, and that's why I was wondering which date it was.
Yeah, well, yes, obviously there are other critical ones. We're not... I can take criticism, but this one...
It's just not up to what everything should be. Because I understand criticism, but this one just doesn't really say much or do anything, and kind of not what you are all about with your podcast, correct?
Yes, it's just a naked attack, and the rude part, too, is like, well, it's actually something where we're trying to help people with this thing, so it presents a face for the show
it's
that
the
is...
It's the opposite of rude.
It's the opposite of rude. It's actually nice. So we were just wondering if there's any way to get it, because we did actually correct it on the show. We went on the show and said, like, to the person, and we said their name. They're obviously a listener if they're writing about it. Otherwise, they're just crazy. And we said to them, hey, you know, you can talk to us. We can explain or anything or take it down. Now it's been 2 years. I'm going, well, at what point does it get corrected, or do we have to take matters in our own hands like we're doing today, you know?
It was October
18th,
2013. 18th, 2013,
yeah.
Mr. Brandon.
And we could also, you can leave it up if we could. Are you allowed to change the text?
No, I can't. Oh, okay. Since a user put it up there, I won't be able to remove it. I'm going to get my senior advisor up online right now and get them to go into, I'm going to just explain what's going on. But I have to place a call on hold, unfortunately.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Oh, man. She's amazing. She's great. And I think she is going to. It sounds like she is going to. She gets it. She understands. I think she is going to take it. So.
So we're going to be on hold for about 10 minutes.
10 minutes. Okay.
10 minutes. Okay. That's fine. Where are you working out of?
We are working out of.
Is that nice now? They have nice,
dangerous
malls there.
Oh, huh?
Some parts of it. Yeah.
That's what I'm always hearing.
In the suburbs. So.
Oh, okay.
Definitely safe. Yeah.
Good.
Where I'm at. But yeah, I definitely, with my last job, I sold insurance. It was not fun to go out to the more dangerous parts of the city.
Oh, on foot.
Yeah.
Door to door.
Right.
Were people trying to steal the insurance?
Not, they don't think they can steal it. They have to steal my laptop. If that, they would probably try to steal the laptop, if anything, but not many people mess with me that much.
Catch 22, though, right? Because that's where they need insurance the most.
Right.
Is like in the areas where that sort of thing is happening. What company were you selling insurance for? I love those Geico commercials.
Yeah, they were competition, but we were actually selling mostly to unionized members.
Okay, right.
Right.
So actually,
random.
Now I'm getting more information because I actually explained what the issue was.
Uh-huh.
Great.
And we won't have to be on hold because I understand that my senior support will not be able to get this off. Give me a second. I have a link, though, because we can't remove it.
Hmm.
Basically, you know how I said the podcast team does?
Yes.
Mostly podcast issues?
Yes. Okay, so we'll have to talk to the podcast team.
Yeah, and there's not actually a link for them. It's more of a...
Is there an email?
It's more of an email.
Okay.
Okay.
Go back. Because I'm just trying to find it. So I'll send that to the email address you gave me.
You're sending that to my email, Brett's email, my email.
So, yeah. Not really. Morning person. And I woke up at 6 in the morning to get here.
Oh, boy.
Boy.
Yeah, I don't do mornings at all. And what? So, but my shift is almost over. So, yay.
Yes, congratulations.
But I don't work Saturdays either. I'm filling in for somebody.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so that's a double whammy. The morning and it's the weekend.
Yep.
Were you out at the out last night, Friday night in it?
No, I did not Friday night it. I knew better than that. My friend's like, you're just not going to go out, right? I'm like, nope. Not tonight. And we have to wake up at 6 in the morning.
You might make
all my friends.
The last three What's innings that? Of the Cubs game. The Cubs are playing right now, and you could when your shift is over, you could probably get over there in time. And you might even be able to get a discount ticket.
Cheaper to get in for the end.
No?
No.
No.
White Sox only?
Because I'm not a Cubs fan.
Well, you could go root against them and say, boo.
But then you're still paying money. Against the other team. Get there. I don't think I want to.
Yeah, you're lying in their pockets.
I mean, it's fun to go out that way, but it's not, I don't want to go to a game of a team that I don't want to cheer for.
You could try to jump the fence. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? It's a burning thing.
Hello?
Hello?
But sorry about that whole...
oh, that's okay.
That means the senior advisor picked up.
Oh,
I'm
great.
I'm explain the issue and see if there is anything that we can get resolved right now, but from what I was understanding for my coworkers are saying that there probably isn't.
Oh,
so
okay.
So I'm going to double check this with the senior support, though. Okay,
okay. Thank you.
To a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, burns, burns.
You guys know the song?
Yes, of course. It's Ringing Fire. What, do you like know how to play this on the guitar?
Yeah, learned it the other day.
That's not even a guitar. It's
mostly horns.
Yes, it's horns.
So this part,
that's a man's voice. So you claim to be like some kind of guitar god. You don't even know what it sounds like or what it is. I don't have to play it to know that this is a person.
That's Joaquin Phoenix.
You're telling me that's not a guitar.
No, those are horns.
There's horns, and then Joaquin does his thing. Can you play this part on the guitar, Brett?
That part?
No.
This is the quiet part. He was saying, can you play the part?
Yeah.
Like where there isn't any sound.
Yeah. Maybe you could sing that part for us.
They have good music on here. I hate that elevator music. Muzak.
I just realized we never told her my name.
No.
And that may be a little bit of why we're on hold.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless of she's not a podcast person, okay.
Mm-hmm.
But.
Or what in general, how she thinks she can treat.
She's always addressing Brett.
She thinks she's talking to engineer Brett.
Yeah. But.
Brett.
Yes, hi.
And Sean.
Hello.
Hi.
Okay, actually, my coworker is a little bit inaccurate, but we actually can possibly do something.
Oh, wow.
My senior advisor. His name is Josh.
Okay.
And he'll be getting in contact with you in like 24 to 48 hours.
Okay, that's great. Is that going to be over email or on my phone?
Email, because
okay.
Most likely email. But he's sending it to our engineer team to have it reviewed.
Great. That's awesome. I probably know some of those guys.
So he's the response to you. Engineer doesn't, they don't talk to people.
Oh, no, yeah, you don't want me doing that. I'm an engineer as well, and you want to keep me as far away from the people as possible.
I deal with engineers, and they're an interesting bunch, to say the least. They're not always people persons. But that's good.
They'll definitely be getting in contact with you within the 24 to 48 hours, because I know Josh, he's pretty cool.
Oh, awesome. Oh, great.
One of the better senior advisors we have. So, yeah.
Great.
Well, maybe he should talk to me and not Brett then, if he's pretty cool. No. I'm kidding.
No, it's okay. You can talk to me.
But, gracias, I'm sorry I brought up the Geico thing before, the competition. I wasn't even thinking.
No, it's not even anything. I did that insurance thing for, 6 months and then they quit, pretty much.
Oh, right. Yeah. No, okay. Sometimes people are, yeah.
Okay.
Well,
enjoy the Cubs game.
Get a hot dog.
Sure.
And thank
I'll
you so
enjoy
much.
Them when they lose.
Thank you for the help. We appreciate it.
No problem.
Okay.
I hope you have a good rest of the day, okay?
Thank
I
you,
hope you
too.
Do too. Thank you.
Bye.
Hey.
So thank you to, I don't know if we ever actually got her name.
It didn't matter.
Which I'm sure she would like us to give it, but we don't have it, so we can't. But she was great. It looks like we are well on our way to getting this issue resolved.
And we'll tell you if Josh actually is cool, and we'll tell you what happens on that email. That's all, folks.
Coming up is a guest. A very nice guest to have. John Gabris is here, and he was on the podcast before, and we introduced him then. So go back and listen to that one, and then come back and listen to the show, Hollywood Handbook.
Hollywood Handbook.
So I turn to Doug, and I look at the course, E Fresh. And I say, let's do it for old time's sake. Let's do it for John. And he says no, and he says no. And then finally we push and pull and push and pull. And we jump into the bobsled and we ride it all the way down. And I get out and I sort of nod to him. And he goes, that was a cool
experience.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, and I felt the same.
Where was Malik?
He had been kicked off the grounds for
because he couldn't control his temperature. Like being mad. What's the word for that?
Thermometer or yeah, something. Right. But he, yes. Yeah. And so we, but he'd been kicked off and then he also was setting off fireworks all over.
Because it could melt the course. That's actually very dangerous.
Yes. Should we talk to our guest?
Yes. Hey. Hi. Welcome to Hollywood Handbook, an insider's guide to kicking butt and dropping names in the red carpet lineback hallways of this industry we call showbiz.
What up, what up?
John Gabris is back.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me. That was a, for the listener, they only caught the tail end of that story, but that was a solid 45 minute. That was, I blew me away. That was awesome. I'm very, very excited for you.
Well, show. I don't know if they'll hear any of it, but yeah, I think it was, quite a yarn I spun, and I'm known as a bit of a raconteur, and so thank you for recognizing that.
I'm glad I was able to hear that one, because I had heard you, I'd heard people tell me, like people had come up to me and said, have you heard Sean's story, the bobsled story? And I'm like, I haven't, and I just happened to wander in.
Yeah, which one?
Yeah, well, that was the thing, because I had heard the other one.
Yeah.
One that, you know, when you were with Marshawn Lynch at Lake Placid training tournament and just talking about quad strength and stuff. Like, I think that story wasn't as interesting as this one, so it's exciting to hear both now.
Well, the way I tell it is good, but yes, I understand this one has more twists and turns, like a bobsled course itself, like a course of the way they move down this chute of the ice. Yes.
We're pushing it.
Yes.
I like a bobsled.
Yeah.
Pushing it. Yes, right.
Yes.
Right. Oh. Goodness. John, thank you. So you've been on the show before.
I have.
Of course.
But even...
Long-time fan, no-time listener, and two-time guest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Like, I'm a huge fan of the podcast. I just don't have time to listen to it.
Yes. And
what have you been doing?
Yeah.
These last, you know, just the usual... various live performances, a lot of...
Of what?
Comedy, you know...
I love to laugh.
Yeah, and I'm doing less and less comedy now and more just truths, you know?
Yeah.
And it's up to you to laugh or not.
Well, we talked about Guy Code last time, and that's what Guy Code is.
Yeah, that's what Guy Code is. I drop truths. Some people find it funny. Some people find it informative.
Uh-huh.
And I don't give a fuck, however you find it.
That's just pretty punk rock.
I guess it's a little throwback of me to behave this way, but I do. I don't care for the audience.
Well, it's not throwback. Punk rock never goes out of style to spit in the face of the man and to say, this is what it is, take it or leave it.
Yeah, I guess rebellion will always be in style.
Yes, it takes but a single brick to start a revolution, and you, John, have been that brick for a lot of guys learning the code.
And I hear right after this... I don't want to like spoil it for anybody, but you're going to do a drugs on a podcast. I won't say exactly what it is.
Yeah, which don't give any other specifics, which drugs or which podcast.
Right.
But it's
but
a kind that you
we did
well,
on
we'll
ours.
Say it's a kind that you smoke and it's a and you get high from it and it's
I'm doing peyote, you know, on This American Life.
And you can
this
get
this week with me and Starly Kine.
And he's And he's joking.
I'm joking. Yes. You guys are so good at that, you know, calling me out when I'm joking, when I'm the one saying something.
Well, I would want the same from you. And it's
and I'll give it to you.
And it's I know you will.
John, can you do something for us? You have a lottery ticket sitting in front of you. It's something we just a fun thing we give to all our guests. Some podcasts don't offer their guest compensation.
Of any kind, yes, but we offer our guests...
Up to $1 million.
Almost $1 million, and that's after taxes.
Yes. And the reason...
this is the taxes paid one.
Yes.
Which is exciting.
Yes.
You know, I have a lot of IRS issues, so this is like...
You don't even want to have to be on the phone with them.
No, I can't. Mm-mm. I don't even want them to find me, period. Mm-hmm. So actually, if I do win anything, I'd like to put it in one of your names, and then we'll deal with some sort of barter system.
That works great for us, and I've given Uncle Sam my pound of flesh already.
The reason I'd love for you to scratch this off, which we don't normally do, is normally we buy one for the engineer as well. But this time... On my way into the studio, engineer Brett, who's with us today.
Hey. Hello, Brett.
Hey.
Texted and requested...
That's plenty.
A breakfast sandwich and a coffee.
Jesus
and
that is, Christ.
And that's why engineer Brett does not have my phone number.
I said, you know what? That's fine. I'll furnish you with a breakfast sandwich and a coffee, but that certainly no, you know, no ticky, no laundry, as you like to say.
Well, no washy. No washy, yes. And that's my, that's how my high school science teacher explained semi-permeable membranes and cells to me.
And so Brett doesn't have a ticket today. So what I've done is I've given you the ticket that Brett would have had.
Had he not decided to that get a little up
more, and, yeah, yeah, you know,
yeah.
Well, if you know Oliver Twix, it's like more, please. Can yeah, like,
and then that's where the yes. candy got the idea. Mm-hmm. That's why there's two candies in each yes. package
because he ate one.
Yeah, and he's said, like ate more nougat, please. One? Yeah. Well, I don't carry anything yeah. smaller than 20. So does anyone have a coin or something, or maybe even like a euro that I can use?
Right. And you don't have. A key.
I don't have
of
keys.
Any kind.
No, my house. No. I'm all smart locks.
Push
my
to
house
start.
And cars,
yeah.
yeah.
Mm.
So no coins. No,
anyway. Yeah. I think
Brett,
it would
did you ask Hayes for the change from the sandwich and coffee? Do you maybe have some of the? Did you also demand at least a full $10 worth of things?
What about some of these toothpicks? You have your. Minty toothpicks.
Ah, yes.
You think that would work?
You could probably use the base of this.
To scratch the corner. I could probably track down keys. Oh, interesting. A Toyota.
Yes.
Nice.
Right. It's yeah, like an ironic keychain.
It's an ironic. I purchased an ironic automobile.
Mm-hmm.
This is, look, I don't want to act like I'm a degenerate gambler, but this is a bad sign.
You
got four numbers in the 40s, which is just a sign that you're not going to see any 40s.
Well, no, you're going to see all 40s.
40s,
except,
but not those four.
Except
yes.
for those.
Yeah.
You will see the numbers right around there.
What I neglected to think about was this card has Brett's luck.
Look, right.
Oh, fuck. That's the last thing I needed.
Yeah.
I would have taken a breakfast sandwich. Look, see, I got 46, 45, 47, and 42. I've already scratched off 49 and 48.
Uh-huh.
That was
exactly what
we
discussed. And then there's 41.
Slotting right
yes,
in
yes, you'll get all the other.
In the middle there.
Oh, man, it's such bullshit. Well, thank you guys so much for this opportunity for a crack at a million.
Well, you're only halfway. You still have.
Yeah, I know. I'm just not
so
confident. Many
more.
And this is a good lesson for the Scoop Troop. And I think this defeatist attitude and this sort of giving up halfway down your scratch ticket. Is a thing that stalls out a lot of careers in this town. Mm-hmm. Do you agree, Hay?
Finish the scratch ticket.
Yes.
So you already have your scratcher out. Just
yes.
scratch them
do
all
even
off.
The last number and find the prize.
Yeah. And then even if it doesn't look like you won, you should take it to the convenience store.
Oh, I make those guys check.
Yeah,
because they have the machine. And I don't have time to read every number individually.
Right.
But I did get every 40, but no winner. No winner.
Yes.
But okay. That's all right because I was not prepared to give any money to charity anyway.
Because
I'm not going to take that. I'm not going
to
take that. Anyway.
Sometimes people don't know. I think you might. Maybe you did win. I'll take it to the store and then we'll.
Yeah, you check. And then, of course.
Hayes claims that on his taxes anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it helps you. Bumps you up a bracket, you know.
Well, if anything that I purchase and then bring into this podcast room is for the podcast.
I've already stabbed myself twice with a toothpick. I don't think I'm prepared to have this.
In the nose.
Yeah, once in the mustache and once in the tongue right after. Mm. Why do they have to make them so sharp?
Yeah, it is confusing because it's easy to hurt yourself with it. And why don't they just make a nice round ball?
It should
wood.
Be very soft. A soft ball. Because
yes.
the round ball could actually hurt your teeth if it's made of wood.
I almost,
and so
yes.
it should be a cotton ball.
It should be a soft, chewable ball.
Yes.
Maybe with a slightly hard shell and softer inside and a nice taste. And I'd like to be able to blow bubbles from it.
Oh, that would be ideal. And, man, imagine if it came with something to read, like a fortune or a comic or horoscope of some sort.
Or both, yes.
That would be fun.
Yes.
These are minty. This is like brushing your
Let's
teeth.
Let's keep the mintiness, I think.
Yeah. Or mm-hmm. go pink. Go sweet and pink. Like pussy, gentlemen. That's kind of the kind of things I drop on Guy Code is just truths like
see,
that.
See, this is a great way into just a good example of your comedy that could get us sort of into our next thing.
Yes.
You like to – your truths. You like to go topical, John.
You take from the real world what is happening, mm-hmm. and you sort of give us this skewed perspective on it mm-hmm. that you're looking at it and go, whoa, he's looking – like if I'm standing with my head straight, you kind of got it to the side.
Well, yeah, I've always been that guy. I've always been that guy when someone's, you know, we're watching a football game. I'm like, guys, but look at it from over here.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine you're over here. People are like, but that's not the normal point of view. Yes. I'm like, exactly.
Topical storm, yes. Gabris.
Yeah, fuck thinking outside the box. Look at the box and think wherever you want.
Mm-hmm. Why is it so sharp?
Yeah, why has it got to be a box?
Yes.
If you're looking at it, it could be a box to someone else. If you're looking at it from a certain angle,
yes,
it's a pyramid or a cube or a square.
Yes, and it's and topical storm, and then I just made one up, and it's John Soon.
Oh, John Soon,
I yes. like it.
John Soon,
that's yes. me.
So anyway, we
so have, that's why I bring up topical stuff. Like,
yeah, so we have today's newspaper, and we just thought you could just go
and just go
and just confirm that it is today's paper.
Yeah, like right? Like
so,
I'm
you
a,
are safe.
Like I'm real, a hostage, like an ISIS hostage.
Yes, and you've had no time to prepare.
ISIS, he's already talking yeah, about already the news.
In. I'm already in. Saturday, April 18th,
and the make Los the newspaper Angeles noise just so they know. Yeah, it's real.
This is newspaper real. Okay, yeah. I got it.
Okay.
And any headline you want and just go.
All right. So I'll go right here with Yemen chaos, a boon for Al-Qaeda.
Oh, no. Here he goes.
you know, looking at this real quick, I got for you, I got semen chaos, a boon for Al-Qaedas.
Okay.
That's semen. Just a couple of letter changes. Like, that's one thing you could do is just – That's one topical idea where you don't even have to add any other politics or anything like that. You just hit them with the silly version of the topical, you know?
And what I'm learning from you already then is just – and I swear I didn't know this before, but you look at that boon. If you maybe turn that B upside down, it would look like a P.
Semen chaos, a poon for all Qaeda.
Yes, and that's something that you taught me, John.
Oh, yeah. That's just a minor like word tweak topicality. I could do seriously other point of views. Here we go. Look at this. Some prospects. The reopened Empress Pavilion in Chinatown is long removed from its days as the seat of power in Southern California dim sum scene, but it's not bad. Okay, so
yes. Here we go.
I'm looking at this and I say to myself, dim sum? How about I'm young, dumb, and full of dim sum, if you know what I mean, baby?
Oh, no.
And so here I am. I'm just some, you know, I'm some Asian lady at the Empress Pavilion, and I'm young, dumb, and full of dim sum. All right, moving on.
Okay.
How about this? Felix Chevrolet has a 2015 Camaro LS for $179 a month.
Look out, Felix.
How about I pay you an extra $20 and you give me an MS? All right, moving on. Got a couple other things here. This mostly ads.
My head
wait,
is
wait,
spinning.
Wait, can we not move on?
But yeah.
Give you MS?
Yeah, multiple sclerosis.
For an extra $20?
A month, yeah. Because if they could adapt you genetically, that's worth the extra $20. It's just something to think about.
To have
know?
A disease.
You want? You will pay an extra $20 a month.
I will say that I'll
get,
pay
to get MS.
Uh-huh. So what I'm saying is, though,
from Felix Chevrolet.
Well, I like, okay, so here's where it comes in. Part of my truth telling is it's your own truth, not necessarily my truth.
Yeah.
So I hit you with that. And that's not necessarily to say I'm willing to pay $20 a month, $3,000 extra down and $20 extra a month to get MS.
But you did say that.
Yeah, but
you
I'm saying that to make you think, what the fuck is this guy talking? MS. And then all of a sudden it's in your mind. You're looking it up.
Yeah.
Donating, you're talking to your friends that maybe have like those.
But
you
think it's about awareness.
It's about awareness.
The,
right. But do you think people would donate money hearing that someone would pay to get the disease?
That's what they start saying. I say $20 and multiple sclerosis in one sentence, and you immediately go, "Hey, what the fuck? $20?
Multiple sclerosis?"
Yes.
And maybe what it is too is you would want even more to educate people. Hey, don't pay for this.
Right. And if someone – and also now I've said it, they know it's a joke because it's coming from, you know, the voice of the people, yeah. The ironic voice
of
the people.
Tropical Storm John Soon.
Yeah, the John Soon, Tropical Storm, Topical Storm.
John Soon.
Uh-huh. And they hear it coming from me, and then they're not going to get tricked when they go into Felix Chevrolet to buy a Camaro. They're going to say, do you want $20 extra a month? You can have a degenerative muscular disease. And these people will be like, no, this is a comedy bit from my guy, Johnny G.
Delivered.
Topical Storm Gabris. All right, here we go. Real estate section. A commitment to you. Open Sunday 2 to 5 like my wife's legs.
Oh, no!
3 hours on a Sunday, conveniently while I'm at work. Oh, oh wow. When our handyman Clemente's over to help fix the stove.
Is that me?
No, I wish. Yeah, no, and instead, it's a 60-year-old Latina dude dropping the hammer on my wife.
Latina's female.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But he's effeminate. Okay, here we go. Open house by appointment and directory. Open Sunday, 2 to 5. Like my wife's asshole.
Oh, no. It's the same time.
Yeah, but you got to heighten it. Hit it at the end.
Same time.
Okay, here we go. First person. No tears over the end of Sabado. Spanish language show did little to impress one writer in his childhood. All right, relax, dick. Okay, moving on. See, the thing is, you don't want to get topical about art. You don't want to do art.
No, no.
Because if I'm doing art, you don't want to do reductive art about art.
Yeah, the two-word blow off and then just move on.
Yeah, it's classic.
It's gray on gray. Nothing shows up.
Yeah.
And here's something. This is going to be really funny. This is going to be a good one. This is a good jumping off point.
Sorry. Even before you do it. It's good to tell people something's going to be funny before you say it. Am I wrong?
Well, I feel like, you know, Babe Ruth points to the fucking stadium. And here you go.
Yeah.
The ball's going that way. I'll tell you it's going to be funny. And then you put up your guard to be like, yeah, right, it's not going to be funny. Then I hit you with it anyway, and you laugh, and I fucking – that hits that much harder. That's like when you're in a fist fight, and you say, I'm going to punch you right in the fucking face right now. You give them the heads up, and they still can't stop
you. If it isn't funny, you can still be like, yeah, it was.
Yeah, well, because it's all subjective. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's what Babe Ruth would do a lot of the time.
Yeah,
as you said, he points to the fucking stadium. And then, yeah, if he missed, he would go like...
There
he
goes.
Like, there... Oh, did you see?
Yeah, he fouled out a number of times and still took a lap around the bases.
Yeah.
He would pop fly to shortstop and then take a full lap around the bases, hoping.
Well, a lot of times he would steal the ball then from the catcher after he missed, stick it in his back pocket and go like, you missed it, it went so fast. And then he'd start running.
He would he would get to second base, and when no one was looking, he would take it out of his pocket and throw it over the fence and be like, told you. It would scream, told you at everyone. Yeah.
Have I sufficiently stopped your momentum from what you promised us was going to be a funny take on a headline?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, I don't know what the take is yet because I just see a headline and I know that's got, you know, grit. That's got some teeth. There's some meat in this.
Yes.
And then by the time I'm done reading meat. Yeah. I have an idea.
Okay. There's still juice in the squeeze.
Thank you, Brett. For fuck's sake, you're all...
That's a good noise to hear. That's in the middle noise. Of the show.
We'll leave that in because, as you know, I'm all about the truth. This fucking thing. I'm switching seats for the next podcast for the peyote with Starly Kine. All right, here we go.
He's kidding.
In El Salvador, killings rise amid rubble of truce. Gangs make March the deadliest month in 10 years. Yeah, in like a lamb, out like a lion, my ass.
And what is that?
That is a reference.
Yeah, go ahead and explain it for a while.
So apparently, I don't know, there's some kind of gang, you know, a bunch of El Salvadorians are killing each other and stuff like that.
Yeah, speak on that.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, I usually just do headline stuff, but if you give me a chance, I can read the article and I can give you maybe a fully realized 25-minute one-man show on this.
To me, and please educate me on this,
yeah.
If it is the deadliest month in 10 years, March was, I would think that in like a lamb, out like a lion would be a correct representation of what March is like. It's by killing people.
I think it's in like a lion, out like a rabid lion, to be honest.
Oh.
Yeah, because like at the end of March, meaner lion.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
But you
bring up some valid points, but that's the thing with my style of truth-telling. There's not time for refining. There's not time for writing. There's not time for thinking. There's not time for... Maybe this doesn't work. You know, there's
accuracy.
No time.
Yeah,
accuracy,
is
second
often
guessing.
A victim. Yes.
Yeah. There's not time for that. That's not what I'm doing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'm out at these colleges. You know, and I'm doing. Hey, you say something. They say something. Boom. I'm off. You know, I'm doing 40 minutes.
Yeah.
I go into a girl's purse and grab her. Whatever, you know, her taser, her pepper spray, whatever. And I'm, you know, I'm fucking around with that shit on stage. Like, I'm just doing what I have to do.
Yeah, use it on yourself.
Yeah, I use it on myself. Yeah, I'm assuming you guys are talking about that UC Santa Barbara show I did where I grabbed some girl's pepper spray and sprayed it in my mouth saying, like, that's not even that hot, you know. And then I locked my eyes. And
Do you exclusively do college gigs at places where people have died?
Well, because you last time you were here, you talked about your Virginia Tech show.
Yeah.
And I do remember
Kent
that
State
you had done some
UC Santa Barbara. I mean, famously places
and
places where
I did the I did Guyana for a while. I did a residency in Guyana where I did like 20 nights of shows. And the poster was me breaking through a brick wall and saying, "Oh yeah," like the Kool-Aid man.
Right.
That didn't resonate. A lot of people didn't get it because
brick walls are sacred there. Yeah, or something. It's like cows in India.
Yeah, yeah. It's pretty similar to that. They don't eat brick in Guyana because it's just similar to the fatted calf, the golden calf.
You're going to a Charlie Hebdo offices to do a quick set after this, right?
Yeah. Well, first I'm doing. I got to do mushrooms with Miranda July for Fresh Air, and then. After that, I had to I haven't gotten the rights to do the Charlie Hebdo offices, but I'm going to do like some busking outside. I got some street stuff. I'm bringing a character artist I know from Venice Beach who's going to do some caricatures of people that are walking by and stuff.
A little bit of a how do you like it?
Yeah, a little bit of like, come at me, dog.
Yeah.
You know. That's how I end most of my sets. Is like, all right, so you've heard what to say. Now come at me, dog, because I'm an equal opportunity employer, right. Man. I'm not gonna come to your school, shred you guys, shred everything you believe in, without giving you a chance to come up. Like, I did something at University of Iowa where for the fraternity show. What were those guys? Those nice kids with the fun song about
Oklahoma.
Yes. Oklahoma, yeah.
About differences.
Yeah. Right. That was like a fun little topical song. Uh-huh. So I went down to that school and then I had, you know, I did some material there. And then when I said, come at me, dog, some of the girls from the sorority came up with like a Sharpie marker and like circled all my fat and imperfections on my body and stuff. And I'm game for that. If I'm going to be here pointing a fucking lens, the lens of truth at different things, I'm going to be allowed to turn that lens upon myself every once in a while.
And it's like you said, I mean, you did just say you're an equal opportunity employer. And I hate when people change that term to be equal opportunity offender.
Yeah.
Because it's like, no, you're providing
your
employment.
Jokes.
You're giving them the job of either laughing or coming at you, dog.
And if they come at me, dog, and I like it, I'll buy that joke off them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'll be like, that's pretty solid. I do look like Peter Jackson. So I'll take that. Like, that hurts, but I'll take that. I'll buy it off them. And now I could use that in my act.
The Sharpie is still bleeding through your t-shirt.
Yeah. I haven't had a chance to rinse off. I had to kind of get out of that school pretty fast. I was trying to get a sing-along going, but they don't know all the same words to songs as I do, you know?
Yeah, Santeria is a tough one.
It is, because a lot of people only know the beginning, you know?
Uh-huh. Yes. It's one of those you think you know it.
After Crystal Ball, everyone falls off, you know? I ain't got no... Oh, fuck. I have no idea what's coming up next. Yeah.
They kind of do that.
And I...
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and they come back in and out. It's a pain.
And then you just don't know.
We should do the popcorn gallery.
Ooh, baby, let's do it.
Will you find the song, Brett? Just Google it.
Now, I'm a huge fan of the podcast. I'm a diehard fan of the podcast. I like you guys a lot, but I don't, you know, I don't listen at all.
I have not listened.
I don't.
And you were on it. You forgot what happened that time.
Yeah. So, yeah. Well, because I'm, you know, I've got a lot. I'm living a life here. So, I'm coming from here. I'm doing something after. I'm doing something before. And for me, some things just get lost on them.
No, a lot of our guests are not. It's refreshing because some of them listen to the show and, like, you know,
and they come on
and
they want to do.
And they come on and they, like, know what the different bits are and stuff. And it's like, what is it?
It's frustrating in a way where it's like, hey, loser, like, we do the show. You just be here and do DMT with Sarah Koenig.
I wish.
I'm kidding, but that's one of the, like, the jokes you were
keeping the pattern alive.
Doing.
Well, so, like, for me, you know, I look at the headlines, I look at the audience, and I come up with shit. I like to, like, I actually kept my eyes closed on the elevator ride up here, and I didn't open them until I walked into this room, because I want to be like a baby, and I see the world. This is my first vision. Brett's got a haircut. You guys are both size medium shirts. Like, this is something that just hits you right away when you walk in, and now I'm flowing with it. So what's this popcorn gallery shit?
We forgot to get questions. We ask questions for you from listeners. And this time what they've done is written their questions into the newspaper. And so
you've requested that they write their questions into the LA Times.
Into the LA Times opinion page, yes. And so these are questions for you, John Gabris, from our listeners.
Via the LA Times opinion page.
The newspaper, yes.
Here's the first one for John. John, the next presidential election is coming in 2016, and look who the probable nominees are, a Clinton and a Bush. That would be Hillary and Jeb this time. Huh. In a country of... Right. Well, our guys are
full circle. He's ready to go.
Oh
already.
Man,
yeah.
Full circle. That I'm gonna have a field day with this.
In a country of more than 300 million people, this is the best we can do. With Clinton, we would get her ex-president husband lurking in the background. Bush is one of the lesser-known members of the Bush clan, but he's probably the most electable Republican. Maybe some better choices will come along, or we can only hope. Trouble is, the best people don't want a job where half the country will oppose everything they do. I wish us luck. We're going to need it. And that's from our listener, Ron Swenson in Chino.
Okay. And his question is?
Is this the best, in a country more than 300 million people, is this the best we can do?
Mm.
It's in the middle.
Yeah. Off the top of my head, yes.
That's
just
an easy
riffing,
one.
Just riffing here. Yeah. It's the best we could do. Hold on. That's let me. The best. So Hillary, Jeb, yeah. So yeah, it's the best we could do. Next question.
Great.
Thank you. Here's a question about the drought.
Oh, good.
John.
Very topical.
California is turning itself upside down because of the water consumed by an agricultural industry that only has a modest impact on the state's overall economy and produces food only a modest percentage of which is consumed by Californians. What is wrong with this picture? Our drought is a national issue and deserves federal government consideration. The billions needed for water infrastructure, desalinization, or both should be a national expense. So what is wrong with that picture to you, John?
That's the thing, man. We're not ready for it until it's on your front door, right? That's what I always say.
So you get water on your front door.
Yeah, we didn't care about domestic terrorism until it hit us in the fucking gut. You know, we didn't care about race riots until it hit us in the fucking gut. We didn't care about animal testing of makeup until it hit us in the fucking gut.
Remember that?
That was a big one. That was a big one. When the Clairol bunny escaped. Yeah, the Clairol monkeys and rabbits.
Monkeys, yeah.
Because I was like very confused. I ran into a chimp on 9th Street back when I was living in New York, and it had lipstick on. And I thought it was some sort of prank. Oh, shit. It's go time.
It's my dad.
That's weird. Your dad's calling my phone. I guess I'll just shut it off.
No, you can get it.
Should I answer?
Yeah, just talk to him real quick.
Mr. Davenport? Oh, I'm sorry. You remarried.
Doctor
Hussein Davenport. Well... Yeah, no, this is Hayes's...
He remarried and changed his...
Colleague?
First name.
Right. I wouldn't say friend. No, I just know him through... Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, I'll tell him. All right. Sounds good.
Did you say... You didn't say
American Ninja
too.
2 is now on Netflix streaming.
Oh, it's a plug.
Yeah, that's what he was calling...
He called him with a plug. God, that's very typical.
Michael Dudikoff. Yeah. He could have texted that. That would have been a lot easier.
Yeah.
But I'm excited for your father.
I noticed you didn't say love you too when you got off the phone with him.
Well, he said I love you to me, and I don't know him well enough to say I love him back. I'm not afraid to say that. I love a handful of people in my life. My mother, my wife, Scarlett Johansson, Linda Carter, Margot Robbie.
That PETA guy. PETA from The Hunger Games.
Not Josh Hutcherson, but PETA.
From The Hunger Games, yeah.
Yeah, and then Thor. The character.
The character.
And Wendy the Snapple lady.
Yeah.
Those are the only people
Jennifer Coolidge you talk a lot about.
I do talk a lot about Jennifer Coolidge, but that's more I'm in like with her, ready to fall head over heels with Stifler's mom.
You don't want to fall in love necessarily.
Yeah, it's a little
Stifler's mom too quickly.
Right, exactly. It was first when I saw Legally Blonde that Coolidge really hit it for me. Mm. And when she finally fucks the UPS guy, I was excited. They don't show but I imagine.
For her, yeah.
That is literally my favorite joke of all time is that scene, Legally Blonde. I honestly paused the first time I saw it. I was in the movie theater. I walked out because I was laughing so hard. I had full on pissed myself. Because I had drank like a giant Dr. Pepper and Cherry Coke mix. And I laughed, sorry, I pissed my pants. I was just trying to watch it on an airplane. I was flying back from Amsterdam, watching Legally Blonde. That scene came up again. I threw up on my fucking table, right on my little tray. Threw up. I was laughing so hard. I hit my gag reflex or something.
They sometimes don't let you do suicides at the movie theater.
They won't let you do suicides at the movie theater. But if you ask nicely, at the Arclight, there's this guy, Mick, who works – He's Irish. He's I don't know Irish his name.
Yeah,
I don't know.
He has red hair.
Yeah, he has red hair. He's so
I and his little favorite movie tag. You know, it says their favorite movie on their name tag, and his is The Wind That Shakes the Barley.
Yeah. I'll go up to Mick and I'll say, look, I know I'm not supposed to do this, but give me half Dr. Pepper, half Cherry Coke. Mm-hmm. Half DP, half CC. Give me the DPCC, baby. And he knows what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. He hooks it up. Then I get the spicy brat with the mango jalapeno sauce on top, extra relish, and I'll sit in the back movie theater and just fucking hammer
it. Dip it in the drink.
Dip it right in the drink. Float it in there for a little bit. Sip the drink. Get a little of the mango jalapeno essence in there. Take the dog out. The bun is like half dissolved. Pop that right down the gullet. And then I'll leave before the movie starts.
Easier on your stomach that way.
Yeah, it's like the Joey Chestnut. Kobayashi, Crazy Legs, Conti. That was my old crew I used to run with. And back when I was doing, you know, amateur competitive eating. Well, I thought I was just eating, but a lot of people were telling me, this is highly competitive the way you're eating.
People would come up and just start competing with you.
Yeah, that's how I first met Crazy Legs. I was at an Oyster Bar on Pearl Street in Manhattan, and I had about, you know, I was on the 10th dozen. I had gotten up to diarrhea a few times, and Crazy Legs Conti comes in. He goes, I got a call from the manager. Says, you're up to 120 oysters. And I said, am I? Fuck, I don't have any money.
Because there's no way to count them because you're eating the shells.
Yeah, because I'm hammering the shells down, chewing through some of the shells, throwing them to my dog. You know, whatever. I got my dog in the restaurant with me. It's a what's it called?
Service. Comfort dog?
Yeah, it's a service. It's a emotional support dog, yeah.
Because this is when you were trying to get MS.
Yeah, this was back when I was fucking $240 a year right out of the pocket, post-tax, trying to get MS, injecting myself with all kinds of different viruses and whatnot.
I remember when I would go to eat with you a lot of times, you would be given a medal at the end of
our
meal, and you would be just as shocked as I was.
For a while, I was only eating places that if you did a feat of eating, the meal was free. Because I was kind of broke for a little bit. Because I refused to get a job or, you know, because I was asked to do Conan. I was asked to do The Daily Show. I was asked to host The Colbert Report before it was The Colbert Report, back when it was not anything. I was asked to do that stuff, and I wouldn't sell out. So I was just doing my brand of truth telling down, you know, downtown at the comedy clubs down in Battery Park and Rector Street and Bushwick. And so I had to only eat meals I could afford. And the only meals I could afford were, if you eat this 11-pound burger, it's free. Mm-hmm. So I'd eat that, go to the hospital, you know, be also laid up for 4 or 5 days.
I don't want to blow by some of the pre-Colbert Report stuff they were doing when that was not a thing. Some of the edgiest humor.
I know that's the thing, but it was still a little too mainstream for me. But you're right. Before Colbert was even around, they were doing shows that were the Colbert Report, not with Stephen Colbert and not at all even about politics or
topical. Wasn't part of Comedy Central.
No, it wasn't part of Comedy Central. Yes. Yeah, it was just they were all over. One of them was Full House, was a pre-Colbert thing, right? They were trying that out. And then another thing was an episode of Cops. Mm-hmm. And then one of it was a live show that just didn't translate well to television.
Anything where a desk was in frame was considered pre-Colbert.
For a while, that's what they were looking
Colbert
into.
Colbert Report, yeah.
Because Comedy Central and
that's what they knew they wanted. They hadn't met Colbert, but they knew a desk should be there.
Right. Comedy Central
Full
and
House
Bus
or Cops did not fall into that category, but
right. Then, well, but that was pre the desk idea. Right. Even. Yeah, yes. That was just like we need a Colbert Report type show to come on after The Daily Show, and people would say, what does that mean? And we're like, we're not sure yet. And then that's like, well, let's watch some episodes of Cops, and let's watch some episodes of let's watch TGIF, and nothing came to them.
Yeah.
And I was a big part of that.
TGIF and remembering shows from a long time ago, isn't that so great? Like maybe a picture from TGIF or Disney Afternoon and nostalgia, isn't that in itself content?
Yeah, just
like
remembering.
Reminding people of the theme song or something. Or maybe a new angle on, like, what was in that gummy berry juice? Am I crazy or was it just cocaine? Yeah. Like, isn't that funny?
Yeah, I love when people say shit like, you know what? What's Comet's thoughts? You know, Comet's the dog from Full House. Uh-huh. I like when people hit you with stuff like that or like,
what's Comet's thoughts?
Yeah, yeah. Or like, wait, Stephen Urkel? Is that his name? Urkel?
Yeah,
black kid with the glasses. I forget his fucking name. Everybody loves Stephen Urkel. Everybody hates Stephen Urkel.
Hold on. I'm going to do something that is very good. Wood?
Got any?
Did somebody got any wood?
Did somebody got any wood? Mama?
Yes.
Cut it in.
Yes. And that, and I feel like that stuff to me is what's good.
Yeah, well, because a lot of people, I find that really funny. Mm-hmm. If
did you ever love the 80s or 90s on the show professionally?
I never.
It really seems like you.
I'm built for it.
Yes.
I'm built for it. I never loved the 80s or 90s professionally, and I've never had a best week ever.
Dude, some of the stuff we watched when we were kids is fucked up when you think about it.
Yeah, man. For example, Thundercats, hilarious. Yeah. But how come the one panther that was clearly, first of all, he was a panther, mm-hmm. had a black voice, was muscular, and was the mechanic? That's bullshit, man. How about G.I. Joe? How about G.I. Joe? Let's see. Who's the only black character on G.I. Joe? Roadblock, the chef. Literally, his name means the impeding of progress.
It's making me sad to hear this.
The only other black guy might have been Snake Eyes, but they didn't even give him a fucking line or a face.
How come Gargamel hate the Smurfs?
Yeah, how come there's only one lady Smurf where they run the train on
them? Oh, gosh. Yeah, what? Yeah, Papa Smurf. Fucking that chick.
Dude, I once time saw a video on Pornhub that was fucking Gargamel fingering Smurfette, and I came.
Well, he built her.
I came like immediately.
Well, he built her.
That's the thing, dude. He built his own little.
People don't remember.
He was trying to build her full sized. And
then
she came out small, and he's like, I guess she's just for fingering.
He built her to infiltrate Smurfs and break them up. But then, if she's the only girl, then how was there ever any little Smurfs before that? Anyway, some of that stuff we watched when we were kids is fucked up when you think about it.
Yeah, if you want to fuck
trip out on that?
If you want to fuck something super small, you have to wrap it in tape. You know you guys know that, though, right?
We missed this. We missed you doing this. You know?
I missed you guys doing this.
No, I'm talking about you on the 80s and 90s show. Like, why?
I should have been there.
Yes, you should have been there.
I'm
we
holding
had Colton in a Abood.
The modern humorists.
The modern humorists, Colton and Abood. And
we had
you wouldn't have been in there mixing it
we
up.
We had Mib, Fitzsimmons.
Mib, the man in black. In the
Frangela.
Frangela. We had Sheer.
Godfrey. I mean, come on. No capers?
Give me a break.
We forgot to do the two
Chuck popcorn, Nice.
The two popcorn gallery
we
jobs. How?
Christian, whatever.
How?
Hal Sparks.
Hal Sparks from Queer as Folk.
Finnegan.
We couldn't get you in there. Finnegan doing his thing.
The best fucking comics of the time. I could have been part of. And I wouldn't even need to know anything about the show. Just show me a clip right there and you know I could riff for a fucking half hour.
Come
I would have filled beta tapes with information.
Angela. Should we keep listing?
We got a few more, I'm assuming.
Scott Ian from Anthrax. Rich Eisner.
Richard Jenny. But he looked directly down the barrel, not to the interviewer. So they had to put a brick wall behind him to make it look make sense, like he was at a stand-up comedy club. And they superimposed a clip art microphone in front of him to help justify why he's the only guy looking right down the barrel.
Well, if you brought up Richard Jenny, then I'll bring up Stuart Scott.
Boy.
Fair enough. Platypus Man. R.I.P. Can we take a minute?
R.I.P. the Platypus,
Platypus
Man.
Platypus Man was one of the Platypus Man was one of the first stand-up specials I ever saw that hooked me on comedy.
Yeah.
And Dana Carvey, Critics' Choice.
I thought that's what you called Stuart Scott.
No. Stuart. I don't know who Stuart Scott is. Is he, a baseball player, basketball player? First?
To look at him, you might think he was a basketball player.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. He's super tall.
We forgot to do the popcorn gallery drops.
Oh, yeah. We never reached in to get the.
So you should reach in the bag twice. We did two.
It's a minty toothpick. Oh, well, we have those. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then let's reach back in again. It's a losing scratch off, we think. Okay. So it's. All right. Great.
Well, thanks for coming.
Thanks so much for being here. Yeah. So
anything you want to plug?
I'm doing some live shows coming up. I'll be touring around. I'll be what do I have coming? Let me just check my...
Never mind. We don't really have time.
All right. Hold on. Let me just check my website real quick.
Turns out we don't have time.
Gabris.org.
I thought you'd have the plug ready to go.
No. So. Hold on. Stand by. And
maybe email it to us
later. Okay. Hold on.
We'll
wait. Hold on. I'm here.
In,
hold on. I'm almost there. I'm logged in. Okay.
And it's,
oh, wait. What's the password? Okay. I'll just... hold on.
Oh, well, send it was so great to have
verify.
You.
Wait. Hold on. Hold on. I'm going to just verify on my email.
And so please rate us on iTunes. Like our Facebook page. Talk to us on the forums.
One second.
Pro version. Pro version.
Pro version.
We're so out of time. I think we just have to give it to Joe McGurl.
All right. Okay. Oh, here it is. Well, okay. At John Gabris on Twitter. I found it. Here it is. At John Gabris on Twitter. No H in John or Gabris.
And you're
okay. And that's the plug. Okay. Great.
Joe McGurl is going to get a free Twitter shout out from you.
Okay. You got it. Joe McGurl.
And what's it going to say?
Hey. Who knows? I don't know. I'm just going to pull up. You know, my tweets are just me opening up the app, typing something in, hitting send.
And you're officially in the crosshairs, Joe McGurl.
Yeah, a lot of people do it completely different than me. I just open up the app, write something in, and hit click, and just boom, out. It's out there.
Hey, I put my normal pants on one leg at a time, just like every other guy. And so here we go, and let's get out of here.
Bye. Bye.
Big time fan.
Hollywood Handbook is brought to you by Wolf Cool Productions, a subsidiary of Calvin and Hobbes. Ow, baby.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.